As President Obama's second term ends, it's time to take a look back at some of the promises he's made. So WUSF's Steve Newborn talks with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida about the Obamator and whether he kept those promises.
Let's check in with PolitiFact Florida's Katie Sanders. Hey, Katie.
Hey there.
All right, Katie, let's take a look at some of his most recent promises. First up, the president vowed he would extend the federal production tax credit for 5 years to encourage the production of renewable energy. Katie, did he keep his promise, or are solar and wind advocates getting a big lump of coal in their stocking this year?
They're actually pretty happy with him. We rated this promise kept. In this case, Obama actually got some bipartisan help from Congress to extend the production tax credit. This fix was actually passed in an omnibus spending bill by Congress, and they inserted language to extend the tax credit for wind energy for 5 years. This actually puts it past the end of Obama's current term by about 4 years. However, this tax credit isn't going to last forever. It's going to shrink until it disappears after 2020.
Next up, the president promised to reduce earmarks to levels not seen in 20 years. Those are the directives that funds should be spent on a specific project, usually in the congressman's home district. Was he successful?
He was successful on this promise. We rated it promise kept. Now, the important thing to keep in mind is that it's promise kept, but he didn't really have to do all that much in order to keep this promise. It really came as a result of congressional Republicans' own rules and sticking to those rules as they took power back in the House and the Senate.
All right, next up, here's a tough one. Obama vowed to begin removing combat brigades from Iraq. Now, Katie, ISIS kind of threw a monkey wrench into that one, didn't they?
Absolutely. You know, as the troops were pulling out of Iraq, we actually rated this promise kept. But in the years since, Iraq has become a much more chaotic place. While he wound down one effort in Iraq, he has wound up a different effort to try to defeat ISIS.
So Operation Iraqi Freedom, we all remember that, is in our rearview mirror, but Operation Inherent Resolve is still going strong, right?
Exactly. So the U.S. military remains entangled in war in Iraq. It's just under a different name. So we rated this a compromise.
Moving on, the president said this during a speech way back in 2007.
And understand this, if American workers are being denied their right to organize and collectively bargain when I'm in the White House, I'll put on a comfortable pair of shoes myself. I'll walk on that picket line with you as president of the United States of America.
And now, Katie, I don't seem to remember him putting on any kind of shoes to walk in a picket line, did he?
No, he didn't. He painted such a bold picture of what he would do to show his solidarity with unions. But when he had that chance during the strikes in Wisconsin, he didn't do it. Instead, he gave an interview to a Wisconsin television reporter and said that what they were doing under Scott Walker seemed like more of an assault on unions. But he never laced up his shoes, as he said, and got on the picket lines. So we rated this promise broken. I think a lot of people assume that presidents don't keep their promises, but our records actually show that Obama, for the most part, did. If you look at promise kept, we rated 48% of more than 500 promises promise kept. That's a big number. As far as compromise, we actually rated an additional 27% with that rating, which means, all in all, Obama was able to keep or at least move along almost 75% of his promises, breaking about 25%.
Well, that's not bad. Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, no lump of coal for the president this year then?
You know, all in all, I think there are a lot of gifts under the tree, but, you know, there are a few pieces of coal that he wasn't able to get rid of.
You'll find more half-truths, pants on fire, and other fact checks at WUSFnews.org.